The new USS Little Rock has already been built and launched and is undergoing trials on Lake Michigan, months ahead of its commissioning ceremony in Buffalo, next to the decommissioned Little Rock. The new Little Rock is part of the Freedom class of littoral combat ships being built by Lockheed Martin. Company spokesman John Teresi says the new Little Rock features a helipad, ample space to reconfigure depending on the mission, and through a combination of gas, diesel, and water propulsion systems, can travel more than 40 knots.
It can turn on a dime, and it can also operate in very shallow waters, hence the name littoral. So this ship's draft is about 14 feet. A little bit less depending on how it's loaded out.
The vessel also features a steel hull with aluminum superstructure and, according to Teresi, was relatively inexpensive to build.
Cost has been an important part of this program from the very beginning, and using a block buy approach, we've been able to achieve an average cost across the 10 ships in that block buy of $360 million, which sounds like a lot, but in shipbuilding and military procurement, that is a good value for taxpayers.
The new Little Rock is expected to serve for 25 years. The U.S. Navy has not yet set the date for the commissioning ceremony in Buffalo, but it is believed it will happen sometime in mid-2017. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.